טוב, שלום לכולם, צהריים טובים לכל מי שנמצא פה. Hello to everybody here and all people that in the seeing the internet in the websites. Shalom lekulam. We come here today to speak basic about the afata. Afata is mean kiru, to show a Jew and by the Arab Arush, every person in the world. Look, you here, but someone behind you, it's Hashem Yitbarach, Abore, the Creator. He is a man that changed your end here, up and down. The Gemara said, "En Adam nokefet bo milemata, elan machzim alav milemala." So every person, not only Jews, every person can't change his hand, nokefet bo, up and down, without the Hashem permission. God give me the permission now to speak, to do this way in my hand, to talk, to breathe. It's all by Hashem. So by this picture, everything is Hashem. We tell a story. We Chassidei Breslev do every day mikveh. So Rav Berman said the higher mikveh is a shiloach. So we go to the shiloach to do mikveh. One day, I missed in the morning. It was my birthday. So it was already 6, almost 7 p.m. afternoon. I go alone to the Shiloach. I get to the Shiloach. There is steps. You go down. You are alone. It's like in the Muslim area. And I start to take my clothes out. Almost everything. Finally, I heard a voice. People, Muslimi, inside the Shiloach, I didn't see them. They steal something, they did something with drugs, I don't know. They get out. I'm a fighter in Golani, but what I can do without clothes, without my shoes? So I remember the last lecture in Arav Arush in Shabbat, he said when a person gets out from the yeshiva, he needs to close his eyes, Shmirat Enayim. So in my heart, Hashem tell me, what I do? Tell what Hashem tell you, what Arav Aru said, it's like the tzaddikim, it's Hashem, shlichim. So I close my eyes. That's what I did. I'm sitting, and three Muslim, angry a little bit. Hey, they start to scream, they start to move. I close my eyes, I do like this, on my face. I feel the ruach, the wind. I feel it. They didn't touch me, like a glass. Like I'm covered like a kasefet. How come? The emuna. And this Torah that I want, we start a little bit. Lev ta'or bara Elokim. So we have a pure holy heart. Lev ta'or. Ki ma shemedabrim beno ben kono. Whatever we talk, we to Hashem. Uprinat ruach ha-kodesh. It's like Navi. Like Shmuel Navi, like in David, like Nevuah, you get Nevuah. So he said, whatever you talk to Hashem, to God, it's like Ruach HaKodesh. V'David HaMelech, Alav HaShalom, Shaya Ma'alato Gdola Me'od, David HaMelech, King David, even it's good to all the people in the world to believe in God, all the Shlichim, what they want us to know? God exists. That's all. It's mean Arav Arush, it's mean Arav Ovadia, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, it means King David, it means Moshe Rabbeinu, and also the Natsrut, the people talk about the Natsrut, about the Jesus, he also wants this. That's what he wants. He wants people know God exists. And people make a mistake. Even the Muslim, the Navi Muhammad, they call him Navi Muhammad, what do you want from the people? Tell no, people know God exists. But people make like money with it and mix it and make it opposite, like in the Torah said Lo Tirtzach, and if you get down to the Quran, you see that it's a mitzvah to kill someone. It's a mitzvah. It's opposite of the Torah. But that's why we need to help people to know Hashem exists. So if you see a Muslim, you can tell him, hey, you want to buy a book, Gana Emuna? They know Hebrew. Some people, I see a lot of people, Muslim, I sell the books. Some doctors here in Sheikh Jarrah, I sell the books. So if you don't know Hebrew, you know English, so I sell the book. I gave him the book in English. And we know the story about one of the bigger prince in Johannesburg, that they get the book, we make a fatsa, and one of them get to this prince, more bigger from Comer, much more, and he get the book Gan HaEmunah. He came here with a newspaper, and he tell Rav Arush, you are the king. We believe what you believe about the leader, there is creation, Hashem, God, and we all this is stupid what we do. And he buy 10,000 books Gan HaEmunah universally, and he give it to people. He's the one. I go to the Jitamir, it's in Russia. Very, very small community in Russia, Jewish. And usually in all Russia and all Germania is Chabad. They do a very good job. To me, to buy a ticket and taxi and all this is a lot of money. When I get to this village, people want the book in 5 shekels, in $2, $1. They want it free. I give them. I make the what I need to do. I don't care about money. I came to the job. So the rabbi in the end buy everything I have. Just today, he already sent me a lot of emails, give me more books. Even yesterday, I opened the email, he wants another 50 books in Russia. This is Shaliach. This is a fatsa. You don't see, I'm Chabad, so I will sell a book in Breslev, Rabbi Au. No, it's a good book. People want it. And when I come to the village, I met maybe 20 Jewish, 30, 3-0. That's all. I did one today, and I left. How much? But he is there for years. So this, let's say I wasn't before 3 years. Every time he sent me another email, here I need more, I need more. And here I also make some money, I make some parnasa. And this is what the way we need to do. So, Kan Batorah, he keep on about King David. He sent me the Sefer Tehillim. So, Maza Sefer Tehillim is David HaMelech talking to Hashem. That Tehillim. Tehillim is Hashem, Ha'oreni Derachera, teach me your way. Help me not to be angry. Help me this. Everything is Diburim. So, we need to Diburim. I today did a fatsa, and I do like 26 years I do a fatsa. Even today, I was sitting in my car, so I tell Hashem, give me koach, give me power to get from my car and to give city to someone. Today. And I am talking about a fatsa for years. All the world. I traveled to Denmark before 2 months. I put like $800 to the ticket and all this. And I sell 3-0 books, 30 Sfarim. So how much money I can make? I just, with what we think, I missed. I lose money. Okay. But I did it. I give to 20, 25 people Jewish in Denmark the book. Yeah. I give the CD. Yeah. Finally, before a few days, someone give me donation for another reason. And he make the ticket the same. So I didn't lose. I think I lose. It's all, you know, Rabbi Nachman said everything here, it's a dream. We like in a dream. Like the baby in the stomach, what he think? He think that the world. I'm in the stomach, and everything is fine, it's warm, I get food, and that's it. But we know, now, you soon I become born, and this is the world. But also it's no, because we hear about basic upstairs, the Olam HaElyon, this is the world. So what we hear is to do. And the point is, whatever you know, you need to teach. That's mean a fatsa. A fatsa, you can do it without book, without CD, without nothing. You see something, give advice, you give a smile. It's a fatsa. So if I'm with nothing, I also do a fatsa. I give a lecture, I talk. It's not only you hold a book or something, or CD you give to someone, or you sell a book. No, a fatsa is everything. But the idea is the ratzon. You have the Rumun Ratzon Banglit, will?
Desire.
You have this desire to help, to give. And this is the bracha. We keep on with the Torah of David HaMelech. So David HaMelech in Tehillim, Kaf Zayin, said, Lecha amar libi. What is Lecha amar libi? Hashem tell you in your heart. This is Lecha amar libi. Kmo shepiresh Rashi, Lecha bishvilcha, it's for you. Bishlichutcha, it's for your shlichut.
Mission.
It's your mission. So if my mission now to come here to give a lecture, yeah, I feel yeah. Couple of times Arav Kasu to tell me to come, I feel not to come, I didn't care. I go to Ramat Aviv, I make kiruv, make a fatza. I feel now it's time to do a fatza than to give this lecture. But before a few days he sent me SMS, I want you to come. I feel yeah, I need to come, I'm here. So Lecha Amar Libi, בשליחותך אמר לי ליבי שכל הדברים שהלב אומר הם דברי השם יתברך ממש. That's the line. Everything that your heart tell you, it's Hashem telling you. So if your father tell you to do something, usually we kibud orim, we do. If your rabbi said you, you do. So if Hashem tell you, you do. Like example, Arav Arush tell me before maybe more from 10 years, he tell me, I want you to teach in the Talmud Torah. I didn't want. My heart tell me no, but my heart also tell me, Arav Arush said, you need to do. So I feel my heart tell me, yeah, Arav said to do, to go. I didn't want, but my heart tell me, Arav tell you, do it. So I go. I teach for 5 years. Direct, 5 years, we did wonderful children, we teach them with Bodedut and Emunah and everything. But still my heart tells me, no, my mission is to do Afatza. And after 5 years, I came to Arav Arush and tell him, you know, Arav, we was in Uman in Aleph Nisan. I tell him, soon I need to go to do Afatza, so I want to finish this year and then to do Afatza in the world. He tell me, it's also what I think. The higher thing, always the Rav Arush says, the higher thing is the Afatza. You have problems, you don't marry, you have no money, you fighting with a wife, whatever, dinim, whatever you have, I say the Afatza. The good advice is to go out. Go out. Like Shmuel HaNavi. Shmuel HaNavi was teaching everyone. He had a bag, he put in his bag the food and everything to sleep. And he go from village to village to do Afatza, to do Kiruv, to teach people in the village. Hashem exists, there is Shabbat, there is not to eat basar v'chalav. And the story about Shmuel HaNavi, I have a problem, very, very big problem with someone who was very, very sick. And I feel a little, like, my face was down. And someone see me in the Talmud Torah, what's going on? I said, one of my very close in my family in the hospital. Tell me, yeah. So why you feel there is a good advice to give donation, seuda, lichvot Shmuel HaNavi? And the Gemara said that Shmuel HaNavi never take money, never take something from people. He go to the village, he didn't want to take food or something. He was Hashem, give me. So if you give to Shmuel HaNavi like a donation, seuda lichvodo, leilu nishmato, he give you back. So you have a wish. So my wish was that this woman become healed, get out from the hospital. So he tell me, okay, give 180 shekel, give this donation. I make a seuda to people poor here in Shimon HaTzadik for Shmuel HaNavi. Okay, I don't have money now. So don't worry, I pay, you give him tomorrow the money. I said, great. In the night, he make food and soup and chicken. He makes seuda in Shimon HaTzadik right here. For this lady, he takes the name for healing. In the morning, this woman 100% well. 100. All the electronics, all the machshirim in the hospital make like a teenager girl. She was like almost 65. Everything was perfect. It was already Yom Chamishi. And what the doctor need to do is to tell her, go home. But he was in shock. He said, okay, you stay until Sunday, but you can go home. And that's really story. This is the story of the Tzaddikim. I tell about a story with Shimon. Shimon, the Ben של הרב ארוש, that he needs רפואה שלמה. We have a trip to go to Uman in Shavuot. Okay, so you go a few days before Shavuot, we book a ticket, it was afternoon. But the same week, Arav Berland gave a lecture and he said, when the molad is time of the molad, we need to do mikveh. To go to the mikveh in the molad, the same time, like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So the molad was like 3:30 afternoon, 3:30 p.m., something like this. And we have a ticket to be in the airport, like in the same time. So you need to be in the airport in the same time. And the Rav Berland said to go to the mikveh. So me and a ben shel Rav Arush, we driving to the airport, but in Shmuel HaNavi there is a mikveh, really one.
Cool.
Yeah. So we stop. We didn't care about the ticket. We lose the ticket. We need to pay more money after and whatever be. And also Rav Berland said, you do mikveh 2 minutes. You can be so quick. One of the things that the Gemara said, to be quick. Mishnah Zariz Yachol Achot Metim. If you quicker, you can heal people to they die and you tell them, wake up. A big power. So we stop in the Kever Shmuel HaNavi. We run to the river. We get in. We dress. 2 minutes almost. And we get to the car and drive into the airport. Meanwhile, what Hashem did? Take off, all the airport computer was down for 2 hours. And Rabbi Nathan, the son of Rav Arush, tell to Rav Arush, you know, Rav, why is all this traffic here in the airport? I don't know. He said, Yosef Dan and Shimon go to do the mikveh in the Kever Shmuel HaNavi. Emunat Chachamim. Then when I look what Hashem did, he stopped all the airport for 2 hours. It's never happened. Hashem. זה האמונה, זה האמונה. זה לראות שהשם with you. I tell another story. I become Baal Tshuva before 26 years. 1 year, 2 years after, they open a big restaurant, McDonald's, not kasher. Where? In the Siman HaTek in downtown in the Yerushalayim here. Big. You need to pay rent. Huge money. Before a month, I drive, I see it's closed. And all this 23 years, every time when I drive to Kikar Tzion, I do a fatza, I have like a basta, I make a mangal. And I put all the books on the mangal, like standing, like this. So I have like 30 Sfarim, standing, English, Emunah, Shalom Bayit for Spanish, French. I see people from Russia, hey, I have Russia. And a mangal, even I put a smiling on the mangal, and I do it. So just before 2 weeks, I drive, I see, yeah, it's closed. And all these 26 years, every time when I drive, I said, Hashem, close is not kosher, why? And the same McDonald's, I pray that it become kosher. So after, like, before 23 years, I pray to Hashem, tell Hashem, you know, make this manager of McDonald's smart to open kosher. Because he make more money. Well, why he open? To lose money. He make to the business to get money. After maybe 7 years, I drive to Kibbutz Tzadikim to Beit She'an. I see a sign. McDonald Akasher. Wow, I was in shock. Wow. 7 years I pray almost every day. Hashem gives this manager to make a share. And finally. So I stop my car. The first time when I become Baal Tshuva, I eat only kasher. Usually I eat badats, like the base, the best one. I stop my car, I get to the McDonald's, I said, give me some onion with oil, some chips, and I was sitting and eat, and I tell this lady inside why I'm eating here. I pray for this for 7 years. Wow. So the lady tell me, okay, where you go? I say, I go to the Safon, to the Kibre. Oh, pray for me, I want to get married, I want this, I want. So I take a list with these ladies and I drive to pray for them. And we have Sipurim about marriage. I know a girl want to get married, but it was very difficult. So what she said, I go to Yontem with a Zgula. So she go, and she go with a friend, and came to Yontem Menuziel in the Safon in Tzfat, and also they make pictures. It take 2 months, she get married. Okay, that's usually the story. She go, she have a emuna in the tzaddikim, she pray in the Yotem Menuziel, and she get very quick and get married. When she get married, she's sitting with her husband. And she have this story from the life, and he have this story, and also she have pictures, and he have pictures. In the picture of Yotem Menuziel, she see the husband in the back. He also was in the same day she was. They didn't talk. No one make connection like a shatran or something. Pew. He was in the same day there. And Hashem make it to get married. Another story about marriage, I think I tell you, but we tell again. I go with Shimon Arush to Berlin. No, he was in München to do a fatza. We get books. One, not Jewish woman, old, fired from the big company, and the custom in Germania, you work, that's what she knows. She didn't know God, she didn't know nothing. She's not Jewish, but she knows working. Finally, tell her, get out, you don't work anymore. She become depressed, yeah, and she go to the hospital, the Refuat HaNefesh, like depressed, yeah. Someone give her the book Gana Emuna in Deutsch, the Germanic. I didn't give her, maybe I give her because we sell everyone, but we didn't get to the hospital, but somehow she gets the book. She started to read about God, everything from God, everything for good. She started to believe. She get to the community of München, she get to the rabbi, and she become Jewish. She make a route. And every time we go to München to do Kiruv, we also met the rabbi, we also give lectures there, and we also was eating in the rabbi house Shabbat. So when we met her, we become like a friend. She was, her name was Rina. And we talk, and she become happy, and she just finished the Gerut. And finally, she tell me, I'm going to visit Israel, first time in my life. Oh, good, nice. We changed numbers. She came to Israel, said, this is my number. Okay. Second time we get to München, I met her again. In München, she told me, you know, I was in Israel, and my step here now is to do Aliyah. I said, wow, very nice. Good. That's it. Again, I don't know, but we get a book in Deutsch for Chochmat Nashim. So in my phone, I stick in the list. I said Germanit, I write Germanit. So I see all people I know in Germania speak Germanit and all this. So I call them and tell, you want to read a new book. Maybe you take 10 books, you give to your friend, you make a fatza, you make donation, whatever. So I see this Rina, 2 numbers, one in München, one in Israel when she come to visit. And she tell me I'm going to do Aliyah. I call to the Israelis, cheaper. I called to Israeli number. Hello? Yeah, hello, Mizer. The voice was different. Yosef Dan, Mizer Rina? Yeah, I'm Rina. Hey, ma shlomech. So, 1 second, I don't know so good Hebrew and English. Speak with my husband. Your husband? Okay, I didn't know. So the husband, person that knows very well Germanic, he born in Germania, but he speaks Hebrew perfect. Ken, ma shlomcha, mi ata, ma, what you want? said, I know your wife, Rina. I met her, tell her, Yosef Dan in München, and this and this. Yeah, she know you. So I'm the husband, huh? Mazal tov. So what you want? You call for, I call, maybe she want to take some books, to be the new book. Hey, I want, tell him to come. Where you live? I live here in Aza, Rehov Aza. Okay? I drive my car, I said I'd be in Aza in half an hour. I came, I park my car, I get in. Shalom Aleichem, Mazal Tov, Rina, sit. I make coffee, I make a cake, I make the cake. We're sitting, we're talking, he buys some books, he gives some donation. And she tell me, you must to eat the cake. And drink the coffee. And for me, time is dua fat. I have no time, no patience. I always on the road. So, okay, Hashem tell me to sit. I'm sitting, so I tell her, I do shiduchim. I do kiruv. Everyone want to get married, I can give the number. I give the number. Tell me how you met. That's for me, I want to know, because I need to learn. Rabbi Nachman said, the Gemara said, Mikol Melandei Iskalti, from everyone need to learn something. And Rabbi Nachman said in Torah Aleph, everything that happened, it's for a reason. Everything you there, there is a reason you need to learn something. If your wife tell you, let's go to play basketball, what? What do I want to learn? Play. You can go with her. There is something you need to learn in the basketball game. I don't know. So she tell me, okay, I tell you the story, how we get married. I tell you I do Aliyah. And before I did Aliyah, I heard there is Tzadik in Frankfurt. The name is Baal Shem. And you go to this Tzadik, it is Gula to get married. So in Tzong Daliyahu, day after Rosh Hashanah, I wake up very early, almost 4 o'clock a.m. I take a taxi and I get to this tzaddik in Baal Shem. And I pray to Hashem that I want to do Aliyah, but also I want to get married. So this is my step. Fine. So, she get to the Baal Shem. And she started to pray to Hashem that she wants to do Mary and she doesn't want to do Aliyah. And she makes the tefillot. She go home. Now the husband tell me the story. What's going on with him? So he was divorced. And he have a son. They live in Frankfurt. And everything is fine. It just was before Rosh Hashanah. It was Rosh Hashanah day. The son tell to the husband, you know, Abba, next year I'm going to Uman. She's a big tzaddik, Rabbi Nachman from Breslev. I heard people go, and there is a lot of miracles there, and a lot of nisim. I'm going there. So he tell me, you know, we Litvish, we learn Gemara, we learn the Halacha, we don't go so much with tzaddikim. Why need to go to take a ticket and to drive to Russia, to Rabbi Nachman? And if you want to see tzaddikim and all this, why need to move from Germany to Moscow to Ukraine? You have your tzaddik, Baal Shem. Tomorrow, it's Tzom Daliyahu, I take you there. He said, Abba, no, it's not the same. Rabbi Nachman, and who go there? It's small, maybe. I take you. So I take him to Baal Shem. And already in the tzaddik, your heart is open. And they pray to Hashem. So also this man, it's all like 7-0, he's psycholog, the husband, he pray, you know, I'm here, so I also have emunah with tzaddikim, it's by the Torah, find me shiduch. And he go home. And that's the story. Between few months after, some people book this woman, Rina, and the husband, I don't remember the man, the name, together, and they get married, and they make Aliyah, and they're living here in Rehov Aza. This is the same Emunat Chachamim. This is also a fatza. You tell a person, you go to the tzaddik, things will change. And it happened. It happened. We have a lot of stories like, no stop. Another story, another story. So you take a person, you bring him to the tzaddik, it's already all the Torah inside. Why? Because the Torah don't teach you how to build sukkah. The tzaddik teach you. The halacha, who's the tzaddikim? Maran Bet Yosef, Arama, Arav Azeh, Arav Azeh, all the rabbanim, the tzaddikim that teach you, they have the Mishnah Brura, and the Mishnayot, Pirkei Avot, and by this, all the halacha build. So all the Gemara, it's like the tzaddikim teach you. If you open the Torah, you see how to build sukkah, no? But the rabbis teach you what means schach, what means the kama the kasher, kama ech the mutar, or the same with tefillin. You open the Torah, you don't see how, what you do with tefillin, what's inside the tefillin. By the tzaddikim, every letter. You go to Shulichut to Panama, in Shabbat, you open the Sefer Torah, like here. Like in Germany, the same letter, letter by letter. Everything is like one mist, like air, not connection, it's pasul. Or you go to, let's say, to Hungary, Adidafatsa, the Nigunim. The same Nigunim, Lechadodi Likrat Shabbat, like here, even higher. And why higher? Because the Gemara said, Shenicha ben Amikdash, they go to the Galut. So what they know, they teach. If you know the Nigun of Lechadodi like this, you keep it on in Teman, in Hungary, in Tzarfat, in Canada, the same Nigun. So you go there, wow, in Moscow, I was in Moscow in Afatza, Yom Kippur, it was like chavaya, like pleasure, like a cinema. It's like a concert. He's talking, he moves his hand, and all the children like singing like concert. You think there is a piano over there? No, nothing. It's the Levi'im, שהיו שרים בבית המקדש, like this. וככה זה האמונה. The emunah is Hashem exists, and that's what I need to do. To teach people Hashem exists. And everyone needs, you know, like Rabbi Lubavitch teach you. You know Aleph? Go to teach Aleph. You know Bet? Teach Bet. Let's say when I was in Denmark, it was very hard. 3 days, I pay a lot of money, and I sell very small views, 30 spines, 3-0 book. Yeah. But when I was back, my ticket was for Turkey, and in Turkey, a girl sitting next to me in the plane. Shalom, shalom. You want, also I have a book, always I have a book in my hand. Shalom, spines of Rabbi Nahum. I said, oh no. She was like, she was look young, but she's no young, she was old, I didn't know. Between these 2 hours, she told me all the story, all the bad she do, all the difficult life she have, and her mother passed away, so she coming to the Alvaya. So she had tell her some story, wow, I must read one of the books, and I give you this donation, take it. Even I didn't want that, but I like good donation. Okay, take the book. She takes the book, and day after already she all called me, what I do with this halacha, what I do with this halacha, can I go to sleep in my house, what I do in Shabbat, can I do a shower, every 2 minutes, another question. And now she coming back again, and she have a question. It's a kiruv, also she needs a shidduch, so I try to help her to get married. Then, and you go to a fata, you don't know. When I go to Afatza, I go to with my sister to Manhattan for 3 days. We make a deal. She tell me, I pay for the hotel. I book the hotel, I pay. You come with me to Manhattan because I want to buy a lot of clothes. And in my when I come back, you help me with your luggage. She didn't want to pay the another $100 for a different... And you be with me. Okay, so what I do, I go with the fata. So I take 150 books for 3 days and a half. We land in Wednesday morning, Revi'i, no, Tuesday, Shlishi, Revi'i, no, Wednesday morning, Revi'i, Chamishi, no, Tuesday. Yom Shlishi, one day. Already in 8 o'clock, I get out to the world selling the book in Manhattan. Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi. And Shishi, it's short day, half day. And I came with 150 books. She tell me, what you take with you? Said, don't worry. Ma, I want you to have empty luggage. I said, don't worry. Let's go. She was very angry about me. And we get to the hotel. Already I take 20 books with me in my bag. I go, maybe for 2 hours. Already I was back to the hotel. Take another 20. There's a lot of religious people there, a lot of people in Russia there, working with the diamond by Chovot. And I go and sell 4 books, 2 books, and again, 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 every day like this. It's too much to me when I'm walking from store to store, I'm sitting on the wall in the Midrachov, in Moscow, in Petersburg, whatever. So also I'm standing in Manhattan. On a safsal, sitting, people walking, buy a book. So a woman, Jewish, it was like Yom Ha'atzmaut. Hey, what you doing here, Israeli? I speak Hebrew. It's very difficult here. We can't get married. People don't want to marry me. So, ma, don't worry. Give me your number, and I try to help you. I do shiduchim. So I take the number and then she tell me, you know, tonight there is a big show with all the Jewish together. Maybe we get married, we meet each other. Come over there and sell the book. Okay, what's the address? She gave me the address. I go there outside, sitting, people getting, buy a book, take a CD, take this, take this. Day after the same. And my sister, 1 o'clock, where are you? I said, I do a fatza. What a fatza? She don't understand what's mean a fatza. She won't. You need to sit in the hotel to eat. I make a favor every afternoon. We book in the same restaurant to eat together. And Shabbat we did together also. So I sell for these 3 days almost everything. But I still have like 60 sfarim in Friday morning. And she tell me, you see, I tell you, you bought too much books. I said, don't worry, but today I go. Mami, shishim, sparim, it's a lot. Don't worry. So every day when I get down from the hotel, I take to the right. The Gemara said, when you don't know where to go, take right. This day I go down, Hashem tell me, lecha amar libi, like you know, take the left. I take the left, I start to go. And I know, when I was in Manhattan, I can go to the Chabad area and sell all the books in one day. But I don't looking for people religious. I'm going to people that are not religious to help them to become believing in Hashem. That's my mission. I take the left, I start to sell. And finally, in the left side, I start to see people more religious, more kosher stores. Like, this area was more religious. It was Friday. And Motzei Shabbat, we're coming back. Already I sell like 30 sfarim. And I have another 30 sfarim. It was like almost 1:30 p.m. Soon it's Bishabbat. And when I go to all religious, I start to understand, maybe there is a store here that's selling tzitziyot and sfarim. It must to be. I start to ask people, yes, in this number, there's a big store. I go to the store, Shalom, Manishma, יש לי ספרים של הרב ארוש in English. You want to buy? Oh, I'm looking for this ספרים. He buy all the ספרים. I make him a good price. Usually I sell it over there, 20 bucks. I sell him 10 bucks. And I get some money because I buy it $8. So I sell him all the 30 ספרים. And I came to the hotel and my wife, how you did it? Hashem. זה אמונה. אמונה, ספרים, זה העבודה, that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do. We need to see what Hashem give me, I need to give. What Hashem teach me, I need to teach. It's a מילה, you tell מילה. I go to Uman, the first thing when I was in Uman, first time in my life, I left Israel. I was there, I prayed there, I have a lot of miracles there. When I was going back, so the tzaddikim, you go to kiss the tzaddik, and you tell him, give me permission to leave. That's what we do. And I go, so I have my luggage to go to the airport. I see someone standing there from Australia. Tell him, can you give me a favor? I said, ma, I'm going to take care about my luggage because I want to kiss the tzaddik and fine. I go to the tzaddik, I give kiss and back. And I tell him, thank you very much. What's your name? Abraham. Where are you? From where? I said, from Australia. I said, ah, nice. So, Aliyah. I tell him one milachat, one word, Aliyah. He said, Aliyah? Said, yes, come to Israel. It's a big mitzvah. It's kiruv, it's afatza. Said, yeah, ma, I'm coming from very, very rich family from Australia. So I said, okay, so if you have rich family, make Aliyah, your father help you. And also, I tell him, I do shidduchim, so maybe I make you, I find you a shidduch. And he's a big guy, you can't tell him so easy to find a shidduch. I said, yeah. Okay, give me your number, take my number. I give him the number, he take my number, and I left. His name is Avram. Rosh Hashanah. Half a year after, very close to Pesach, the yeshiva was in the building Beshmona Aviv, Mispar 40, the old yeshiva. Someone called me. I answered the phone. Hello, shalom. Means the Avram. Avram, where's Avram? Remember me from Australia? Yeah, Avram, manishma, what's going on? What's up? Says, yeah, I'm here in the Kotel. Wow, so nice. You come to visit for Pesach. Mawa Marli. Aliyah. One word. I tell him one word, Aliyah. He tells me I make Aliyah. What? Abraham? Yeah. Are you already married? You have like maybe 10 children. You live in Beit Shemesh. He became Nanach. So what? He's Breslev, it's Jewish, he's Shomer Shabbat. And his happiness, you see him in Uman smiling from face to face. The kiruv, the everything you know, you give. Basically, we do with the Rabarush. All his mission is outside to be Bachus, to give another advice and thousands of stories. We go to the hospital. I always take like 20 Gan Emunah, go also give free, give money, don't give money. After a few months, I saw a woman, I don't remember where. Hey, tagit li, ata ita be Adasa? I said, yes. You give a book Gan Emunah? Yeah. You saved my life. Ma, she said, I'm alone. No children, no family. I was just before Nituach for my lev, for my heart. And you came to my room, and you give me the Emunah. And I feel stronger to go to do this nituach. Nituach, for you it's very simple, for me, for you, for everyone. For her, it was difficult to do nituach lev. So, you give something. We don't know what we give. We can give to a... When I was with Shimon Arush in Berlin, we make a kiruv for a week. We came there. With 100 book in Deutsch. Very deep. We don't know nothing. We don't know where we land. We don't know where we go. We don't know nothing. We didn't check even the internet where we're going. We land in the plane. I see someone with a yarmulke. I tell him, where you go? Maybe we take a tramp with him, with a taxi, we share. Say, I go to Chabad. Say, oh, you have the number? The address? Yeah. We take the address. You get the Chabad. Chabad said it's very nice, but we are Chabad, you Breslev. I ask you nicely not to sell the books in the synagogue. You can do it in outside. Okay, where we can stay, he said, even to stay is not so much. You can go to the main shul. Okay. We go to the main shul, we sell 2 books. Day after, another 2 books, 3 books. For 3 days, we sell maybe 20 books, maybe. So after 3 days, was in the midnight, Chatzot, I tell to Shimon, I go to do 2 hours in Bodedut for the Afatza, because we have like another 18 Shmonim Sfarim. We pay a ticket, we buy the books, we don't come with a book. And also, the woman that in the airport give me extra, not to pay for the heavy luggage. She push my luggage, she make a mitzvah. So we go there, I do it, Hashem, it's for you, we came for you. In the morning, Wednesday, someone tell me, you know, in Chabad evening, there is a lecture of Breslev. What? Yeah, 8 o'clock, go there, you can sell. And the rabbi in Chabad tell me, don't to sell there. But in Chabad, sure of Breslev, I don't think, maybe it was no Jewish guy. But we go all the day, all the street, another 5-6 books. So in the evening, like we came back to the shul, I tell Shimon, I go to Chabad, maybe there is a credit with, maybe he's right. I don't go there. So I go alone. I go to Chabad, and every time you go, you need to pay a taxi, you need to spend money for this stuff. I go outside, 8 o'clock, יש פה שיעור, אני כן. איפה שם בפנים, ברסלב? Yeah. So the rabbi said not to go, I stay outside, on the road. 8:10 o'clock almost, a woman coming out from the lecture, Shalom. Hey, you want to buy a book in Deutsch, Russia, Rabbi Arush? Yeah, Brezhnev, yeah, I want to buy. Here I buy. And now we'll come, I want to buy. Buy. Finally, everyone buy and stand on the road. Until the rabbi came. Hey, what are you doing? You Brezhnev, Rabbi Berland, yeah, yes. Mata Omer. Tell us a story about Rabbi Berland. I tell him a miracle with Rabbi Berland. Tell another story, tell another story. Everyone buy a book. I sell almost 20 books. All my luggage, I sell. So the rabbi tell me, where are you staying? What are you doing? Are you coming? What are you doing? I said, He said, okay, wait here. I went outside. 2 minutes after, he become with this huge Porsche Jeep, Arba al Arba. Like a rich man working with diamond. Get to the Jeep, put your luggage. And the first thing he tell me, what you need, I can help you. So I tell him, I want to sell the books, that's what I need. I have another Shishim Sfarim, 6 old books, I want to sell them. Hey, it's no big deal. I sent the email to them. Everyone in the book, this is a number. You can give a lecture, you can do Shabbaton, we make a dinner. I said, yes. You can give a lecture in Chabad, in Mincha. I said, yes. You can give a lecture to the internet in Germania. I said, yes. And finally, everything was opened. Why? The Shatayim at Bodedut. Midnight. I was tired. I was doing Shatayim kacha. Sleeping, sitting on the stairs outside, cold. Hashem, it's for you. We came from you. That's what we need to do. זה ההפצה. ובעזרת השם, נברך את כולם. If three people want to get married, I give the number. It's 050-248-3898. יוסף דן. On the Lua. Okay. And? Here, right here?
Yeah.
I'm kamuvan smiling and to go with Emunah, to know I'm here, that's what I have to do. That I have to do, to see the Emunah, to see the good, to help, to know it's Hashem help you, it's your power, you get the power. We finish with this. I tell the story about the woman, I give her money, donation, to not to make a pala, not to kill the baby. I just before 10 days, she have a baby girl. Also because of, it's from Emunah, from Rav Arush, we get this Emunah, and it go back. You get back. You get everything back. You do a mitzvah, you get it back. So Bezrat Hashem, we give you bracha to all the people. Shashem, all your wish will be. All people single get married. All people, our family become religious, become aliyah, and we ask all the world to have this emunah in Hashem.